Hallelujah,
in the name of Lord Jesus, I testify the salvation grace of Lord Jesus.
再一次呢, 感谢天父真神以及我们亲爱慕道朋友弟兄姐妹拨空参加晚上的盛会。
Once again, I'd like to thank our Father in heaven, as well as welcoming all the brothers and sisters that we may gather here to listen to his words.
我们在前两个晚上分享魔鬼用罪进入世界之后所呈现的三个问题。
In the past two evenings, we have touched upon the three issues or problems that was introduced to the world after our forefathers fell under sin.
在肉体的情欲方面，它让人误以为人生 永远的快乐，人生会有永远的快乐跟平安。
In terms of lust of the flesh, it makes us to falsely believe that our joy is eternal.
如此的误认，让人过着酒用尽的人生。
And because we have this misconception, oftentimes we live a life as if it's running out of wine.
耶稣基督 他道成肉身来到世上完成救恩。
And Lord Jesus came to the world in flesh to complete the task of salvation.
回应罪，也就是肉体情欲所得到的酒用尽的人生，耶稣用他的平安来对应。
And Lord Jesus uses his peace to confront our misery such as life as short on wine.
让我们能够得享身心的平安。
So that we may receive a spiritual and physical peace.
针对眼目的情欲所让我们误认的过着摇橹圣苦的人生。
And because the lust of our eyes, often we live a life of straining at the oars.
因着错看 让我们迷失在无止境的欲望追逐当中。
And because of our misjudgment, and often we would be trapped in the endless desire of want.
主耶稣为我们开了另外一个眼界，就是永生的角度。
And Lord Jesus also opened another dimension that leads to eternal life.
让我们的努力不再没有目标，不再挥着空拳。
So that we will not be fighting or catching air and do things with a meaningful eternal goal.
他让我们看见永生的灯塔，领我们进永恒的港湾。
And Lord Jesus shined the light that leads into his everlasting haven.
我们晚上继续来谈今生骄傲造成围城般的人生。
And this evening I want to discuss about how this pride of life will lead us into a life as a city under siege.
我们大家都有下过围棋、下过象棋的经验。
And perhaps there are people among us who are chess players.
我们总是一步一步的想要包围着对方。
And if you play chess, and then you would try to attack your enemies and surround your enemies.
同样，我们也是一步一步的陷入对方的包围。And
unknowingly, we will be trapped by our opponent.
陷入困境是一步一步慢慢来的。And
to be entrapped by our opponent sometimes does not involve in a single move.
困难往往如同仇敌一样，让我们陷入人生的绝境。
And difficulties sometimes will trap us as of there is no way out.
让我们陷入四面楚歌的窘境。
Many times we thought that no one can help us and we are facing a wall with four sides surrounding us.
到底是什么原因让我们深陷重围当中？
What is the reason behind this utter and ultimate difficulty?
是我们不够小心吗？
Is it because we were not careful enough?
还是我们太过大意了？
Or maybe we're a little bit careless?
我们总是被教导着要信任自己，要 靠自己。
And often we were taught to have confidence, to believe in yourselves.
往往因着这样错误的依靠，让我们不自知的陷入重重的危机。
But sometimes due to overconfidence, we confine ourselves in a trap that we cannot escape.
在这种重重的危机当中，我们是四面楚歌，还是能逢凶化吉，高奏凯歌啊？
And when we're in such confinement, are we able to make a breakthrough and escape, and eventually even be victorious?
晚上借着圣经的一段记载来分享，在重重危机之下，人们的反应是怎么样？
And so this evening, I want to study a passage in the Bible to see the different reactions from different people under siege or confinement.
我们请看列王记下第六章。
Please refer to 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下六章二十四节。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 26.
六章二十四节，此后亚兰王便哈达聚集他的全军上来围困撒玛利亚。
verse 25.
于是撒玛利亚被围困，有饥荒，甚至一个驴头值银80舍客勒，两升鸽子粪值银5舍客勒。26节。
verse 26.
一日，以色列王在城上经过，有一个妇人向他呼叫说：“我主我王啊，求你帮助。”27节。
verse 27.
王说：“神不帮助你，我从何处帮助你？是从何场？是从酒榨呢？”28节。
Verse 28.
王问妇人说：“你有什么苦处？”他回答说：“这妇人对我说，将你的儿子娶来，我们今日可以吃，明日可以吃我的儿子。”29节。
Verse 29.
我们就煮了我的儿子吃了。次日我对他说，要将你儿子娶来，我们可以吃，他却将他的儿子藏起来了。30节。
Verse 30.
王听见妇人的话，就撕裂衣服。王在城上经过，百姓看见王贴身穿着麻衣。31节。
Verse 31.
王说：“我今日若容沙法的儿子以利沙的头扔在他的项上，愿神重重的降罚于我。”32节。
Verse 32.
那时以利沙正坐在家中，长老也与他同坐。王打发一个伺候他的人去，他还没有到。以利沙对长老说：“你们看，这凶手之子打发人来斩我的头。你们看着使者来到，就关上门，用门将他推出去。在他后头不是有他主人脚步的声响吗？”33节。
Verse 33.
正说话的时候，使者来到，王也来到，说：“这灾祸是从神那里来的，我何必再仰望神呢？”第7章1节。
Of chapter 7, verse 1.
以利沙说：“你们要听神的话，神如此说，明日约在这个时候，在撒玛利亚城门口，一细亚细面要卖银一舍客勒，两细亚大麦也要卖银一舍客勒。”第2节。
Verse 2.
有一个参服王的军长对神人说：“即使神使天开的窗户，也不能有这事。”以利沙说：“你必亲眼看见，却不得吃。”3节。
Verse 3.
在城门那里有四个长大麻风的人，他们彼此说：“我们为何坐在这里等死呢？”我们若四节。
Verse 4.
我们若说进城去吧，城里有饥荒，必死在那里；若在这里坐着不动，也必是死。来吧，我投降亚兰人的军队，他们若留我们的活命就活着，若杀我们就死了吧。我们先看到这里。
And then we'll stop right here.
这里记载当亚兰军队围困以色列国的首都撒玛利亚城的时候。
Here records when the Aramean army surrounded Samaria.
以至于撒玛利亚城粮食 吃完了。
And there was a great famine in the city.
闹了饥荒。
And they ran out of food.
这里说连那个不值钱的驴子头还有鸽子粪这是一种植物的名字都值钱80色克勒以及5色克勒。
And it says the food was so scarce that a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels of silver and a quarter of a cap of seed pods for 5 shekels.
因着敌军兵临城下所以造成城里的饥荒。
And because the enemy surrounded the city and therefore they couldn't get out and get food.
在这种危机重重之下
Under such severe danger,
城里面的人各自有他们应应的措施跟方法。
And people had different ways to solve their problem.
首先有一个妇人她向王来告状。
And first, here came a woman, and she came to the king.
告状的原因在于说她跟另外一个妇人他们所采取要度过这个饥荒的方式她被人家骗。
And she came to the king,claiming that she was cheated by this other woman and they were cheated because they tried to overcome the famine.
原本说好的交换儿子来吃以度过饥荒。
Supposedly, they agreed to exchange their sons and cannibalize them.
虽然不知道饥荒到什么时候会截止。
And they do not know when will the famine end.
也不知道这座城什么时候能解围啊。
And they do not know when will the siege end.
总是能够暂时得换取一餐的饱足吧。
But maybe they can get through one meal at a time.
想不到跟他参与的这个另外一个妇人他黄牛失言了。他把他的儿子藏起来了。
But this other woman hid her son and instead of give him away to be cannibalized.
这个妇人就是因为这个原因要求当时的以色列王替他主持公道。
And this woman came to the king to ask king for a fair judgment.
这是第一种人的表现。
And this is one type of a person's reaction.
再来这个以色列王的表现。
And then this is we can see the reaction of the king.
他听到百姓竟然用一子儿时来以求延续生命，他很痛心。
And the king was very sorrowful when he heard that his people, his citizens, had to exchange sons to be eaten to sustain their own lives.
也许他觉得他这个王当得实在很没有用，不能保护他的百姓。
Perhaps he thought to himself that he is a useless king, unable to protect his citizens.
以至于这种人间的惨剧竟然发生在他的国家里面。
That such a inhumane tragedy is occurring within his city.
百感交集之下，他换上了麻衣，他在城在城门上走动，让百姓看到他的愁容。
So he put on a sackcloth and walked on top of the city walls and so that his citizens can see how sorrowful he was.
他怨天，他尤人。
And then he blamed heaven and as well as blaming others.
一切的过错都不是我。
As if it's, he didn't do anything that was incorrect.
我只不过比较倒霉在这个时候当王啊。
It's just I'm the unlucky king who just so happened to be the king at the time.
百姓们，你们也不要怪我。
So the people, please do not accuse me of anything.
你看我身着麻衣啊，我跟你们一样的痛苦。
Look, I'm wearing a sackcloth. I'm just as painful as you are.
那要怪啊，怪我们的神啊。
And if you need to accuse of anyone, you should accuse God.
这个灾祸是从他来的。
Because this God came, excuse me, this disaster came from God.
我们何必再仰望他，再敬拜他呢？
So there's no reason to wait for the Lord any longer.
尤其那侍奉他那个先知那个以利沙更是该死啊。
Especially Elijah, who is supposed to be the prophet of God.
在这个时候不知道跑到哪里去了。
We don't even know where he is.
也不懂得来想办法。
And how come Elijah hasn't come up with a way out.
我看啊，啊，我发誓啊，我如果让今天呢、啊，啊，让这个以利沙的头仍然在他的身上，愿神重重处罚我。
And he even made a very serious oath, saying that if he does not kill Elijah by today, he'll be punished by God.
这个是另外一种人的表现。
And here we see the reaction of an other person.
我们又看到第三种人的表现。
And then a reaction from a third type of people.
神的仆人先知以利沙，还有敬拜他的啊这些长老们。
And Elijah, and also the elders.
他们在濒临啊敌兵啊敌军濒临城下，在城里面饥荒之际啊，他们啊凉快凉快的在家里在一同坐席啊。
And even though the enemy is surrounded the city and there's a great famine within the city, here Elijah along with the elders, they comfortably sat in his house.
平静安稳，丝毫不受兵荒马乱的影响。
It seems like they're just there, and as everything is normal, not worrying about a thing.
接着啊，这个以利沙先知，他向百姓啊来宣告神将要成就的事情。
And then Elijah proclaim to the people the miracle that God will perform.
说明天在这个时候啊
Elijah say tomorrow this time.
在我们的城门口啊要大拍卖呢。
And outside of city walls there will be a great sale.
粮食多的啊贱价出售。
And there'll be so much food outside of city walls that you can buy them at ridiculously cheap price.
这时我们又看到另外一种人的表现。
And then we can see the reaction of another type of people.
一个参服王的军长。
Here's an official of the king.
他听了先知刚宣告，他很不以为然、啊。
And after he heard this proclamation by Elijah, he has a different idea.
也许他是一个身经百战的将军、啊。
Maybe he was a commander who has much.Battle experiences.
也许他是这场战役的最高统帅。
Maybe he was one of the chief commanders.
身经百战的过去告诉他，这场战争没有那么容易就结束。
And his own experience perhaps told him that this war is not going to end this quickly.
不然更加不可能有先知。你所说那种天方夜谭的事情会发生。
It is impossible to have such event so ridiculously occurred.
就算是神打开天上的窗户啊，也不可能有这种事情啊。
And this official actually said, "Look, even if the Lord shall open the floodgates of the heaven, could this happen?"
在这里，我们看到在城内。有这四种人的表现。
Now, we can see that within the city walls, there are four types of people with four different reactions.
我们不要忘记，嘿，在城门口啊，还有几个人呢。
But there is a few characters outside the city gates.
同样面对着亚兰军的包围。
And they were also being surrounded by the Aramean army.
他们是律法所说不洁净的人。
And these were the people who were so-called unclean.
这里说有四个长大麻风的在城门呐、
啊。Verse 3 said, "Now there were four men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate."
啊，由于他们是不洁净的，所以他们不能够进城跟人群一同居住、啊。
And because they were unclean, so they cannot reside in the city with the people.
即使是如此，也难逃被包围的困境。
But even so.They're still being attacked by the enemy.
这四个长麻风病的人，他们彼此说，在这里也是等死啊。
And these four people, they said to each other, "Why wait here until we die?"
进去也会死。
If we go to the city, we'll die.
城里有饥荒。
Because there's a famine in the city.
也是要饿死。
And we will starve to death.
住在这里也会死。
If we just sit here, we're gonna die.
被包围也是要等死。
Because we're surrounded, we will die anyway.
我看我们去投降好了。
We might as well surrender.
如果啊，对方看我们可怜，赏我们两口饭吃啊，也许我们还能够活下去哦。
Maybe the Arameans would have pity on us and provide a few meals, and we can live a little bit longer.
如果啊，他们要杀我们，死就算了。
And if the Arameans wants to kill us, then so be it.
所以我们在这一场啊，这个敌军包围之下，我们总共看到有五种人的表现。
So in this city under siege, we can see five types of people with five different reactions.
用着各用着自己的方式要来度过这一场危机重重的包围啊。
And they all try to utilize their own experience and their own ways. To overcome the current difficulties.
其实在我们的人生当中何尝不是如此、
our life is just the same.
我们在人生当中有很多的困境把我们重重的包围、
In our lives, often we have many difficulties seems to siege us, surround us.
生老病死劳苦愁烦。
And when we're born, we will get old. When we get old, we get sick. When we get sick, we die.
如同这里的亚兰军队重重包围着撒玛利亚城。
And much like the Aramean army circle around the city of Samaria.
我们的残酷施劫，我们的办法用尽，就如同这里啊、一个驴子头要卖八十色科的，两升的鸽子粪要卖银五色科的一样。
And our options ran out. We're so desperate to the point where, as here says, that a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels of silver and a quarter of a cap of sea pots for 5 shekels.
我们该怎么样来解这个重重的危机呀、
啊、？So how do we break loose of this problem?
如何不再让我们的生命四面楚歌，而是高奏凯歌
？And how do we change the situation around, so that we can play the song of victory?
我们来看看这五种人他们的表现给我们的启发。
And so let's see if we can learn from these five types of people.
第一种人，我们谈谈这个妇人，这个一子而食的妇人。
First, let's talk about this woman who gave.Her own son to be cannibalized.
表面上，啊，他们确实想出了一种方法。
So obviously, someone came up with a pretty smart idea.
想出了一套公平的交易。
And they thought this would be a fair trade.
交换儿子来吃吧。
So let's just trade our children and eat them up.
代表着想啊，以自己的义来得救的人呐。
And they try to maximize their lifespan in any way possible.
今天是你负我，你把儿子藏起来，所以王啊，你要替我来伸冤。
And so this woman came to the king, for this other woman, had hit her son, and therefore, the woman cried to the king for justice.
我是有公义的。
And the woman thought, I'm the one who has been taken advantage of.
我是讲道理的。
I'm the reasonable one.
如同我们经常听到说，我不需要有神。
Some people likewise would say, I don't need God.
良心就是我的神啊。
Conscience is my God.
我仰不愧于天，俯不愧于地啊。
And when I look up to the sky, I feel no lacking. When I look down at earth, I feel no lacking.
我何需要神呢？
Why do I need God?
但是人的良心就如同这一个妇人交换小孩来吃啊。
But the human conscience sometimes is just like this woman, she actually gave up her son to be cannibalized.
对那个被交换的小孩，被吃掉的小孩，公义何在？
And how much justice has she performed on her own son?
人的方式往往不能够很周全的解决问题。
Human methods often cannot completely resolve a problem.
总是顾此失彼、啊、
And you would protect or do better on one end and then fall short on the other.
有一个笑话说
There was a joke.
说有一对姐妹
So there are two sisters.
他们坐公车要到某一个地方去。
And they got on a bus and they wanted to go some far place.
因为人太多了所以司机忘记向他们收票。
And there was a lot of passengers, and so the driver forgot to collect the proper funds from them.
妹妹跟姐姐说姐姐我们要去补票啊。
And so the younger sister say to the older sister, say, sister, we must pay the correct amount.
姐姐说不要了，省几块钱也好了。
And the older sister say, oh, well, a few dollars.
妹妹义正辞严的指责姐姐说不可以这样，我们做事情要对得起良心。
And then the younger sister very seriously say to the older sister, no, we have to do what is right according to our conscience.
所以就挤啊挤啊挤到前面到司机的地方去补票咯。
And so she finally fought through the crowd of passengers and got to the driver and paid the ticket.
然后又挤啊挤啊挤回来，满脸笑容地告诉她的姐姐。
And then she also had to come back all the way through the crowd and finally reach her sister and with a big smile.
说姐姐啊，我跟你讲啊，好心有好报，你就不信了。
And she said, oh, sis, let me tell you, if we do good, we'll receive good. Then this has happened to me.
我拿十块钱给司机啊，司机以为我拿二十块，他还多找给我十块钱呢。
That I give the bus driver $10, but the bus driver thought I gave him a 20, and so I wind up kept a 20. I wind up kept 10 extra dollars.
这就是人的良心啊。
And this is the so-called conscience of men.
又有一个故事这么说。
And here's there's another story.
说当基督教的福音传到蛮荒的这个国度里面。
So when Christianity was preached to some of the more uncivilized regions of the world.
有一个野蛮民族的酋长，他要求要来受禁，要来施洗。
And one of the chief of the savages came and request to be baptized.
宣教士说，信了耶稣只能够有一个太太啊。
And so the minister told the chief that after you believe in Jesus, you can only have one wife.
你有十八个太太，我看你以后慢一点再来信。
But you have 18 wives right now. Maybe you want to wait up a little bit.
这个酋长说，信耶稣只能有一个太太啊。
And so the chief asked back, say, "Oh, so believing Jesus means we can only have one wife?"
那还不简单。
Oh, that's very easy.
他就回去了。
So he went back.
隔天又来找宣教士要求受洗。
And next day, he returned to the minister and asked to be baptized.
他说我现在只剩下一个太太而已。
And he said, now I only have one wife.
宣教士很好奇问他，那你其余的太太呢？
And then the minister asked him, so what happened to your other wives?
我昨天回去通通把他们宰掉了。
And he said, oh, I went back home and I killed them all.
刚宰掉了17个太太，他还大言这个不惭的要来要求施洗啊。
For he had just killed his others, and yet he wanted to be baptized.
这就是人的良心，人的公义。
And sometimes that's how human being practice so-called their justice or conscience.
是如此的不可靠。
And it's highly unreliable.
所以我们想要靠着自己的良心，靠着自己所立的义，要来解我们人生的危机。没有办法。
Therefore, it is impossible to rely on our own judgment to resolve many of the problems that we encounter in this world.
我们再来看看第二种人的表现。
And let us see the reaction of an other type of people.
以色列王的表现。
The king of Israel.
以色列王对目前的危机窘境深感不满。
And the king.Obviously, was not very happy about the current situation.
但是他也不是一个躲在皇宫里面紫迷金醉的人啊。
But he was not one of those kings who just indulged in fine wine and entertainment.
他也是出来表示与百姓一同受苦啊。
So he came out of the palace and to show the people how much suffering he is under.
与军民 同甘共苦。
So it seems that he is suffering with his people.
当他看到目前的窘境，当他听到有人一子而死的惨剧啊，他很痛心。
And he was very sad to hear that his people actually exchange sons to sustain their own lives.
他身着麻衣，表示对这个时代混乱的批判。
So he had sackcloth on his body to show how sad he was.
但是我们看到他，他却怨天尤人。
But he began to blame on others, including God.
这种愤世嫉俗的表现，在我们现在的社会当中比比皆是。
And this kind of not my fault is the society's kind of attitude could be found everywhere.
有多少自认为专家、自认为观察家的人，写了多少的书籍，在批判这个社会，在批判这个时代。
There are many scholars, many very well-educated people wrote articles, theses, and papers, and journals condemning the society, condemning the world.
但是于事无补啊。
But what did they accomplish?
记得小弟在台湾，我们台湾的这个男士啊都要服兵役。
And when I was in Taiwan, a side note is that all the males in Taiwan had to serve in the military for a number of years.
我们在训练中心里头有来自各个地方各个学校科系的这些一起的这个受训的这些同袍啊。
So in the boot camp, we would have people from different cities and different background.
在这个下课期间呢、大家就磨磨牙斗斗嘴打发时间。
So if there is a break and people would chat around and talk about nonsense.
有一次谈到社会的乱象，谈到道德的颓丧。
And once the topic had to do with how chaos is a society and how the moral of the society had declined.
大家都心有戚戚焉，感同身受。
And everyone speak very angrily together, condemning the faults of the society.
有一个人啊，就起来说话了。
And this one individual stood up and talked.
就是因为这个社会，这个社会啊，太贫穷了啦。
And he said, "Oh, it's because the society is too poor."
如果经济好的话，就可以改善这些难处嘛。
If the economy is very strong, and then we would have a lot of money to solve a lot of issues.
然后大家就把眼光看到转向那个念经济系的那一位同志的身上。
And then people started to look in the direction of a student who studied economics.
这个经济系的这个同志马上就起来解释了。
And then this person who studied economics stood up and explained.
这个不能怪我们念经济的人啊。
And he said, this has nothing to do with people who study economics.
要怪那政府的这个政策。
We have to blame on the government's policy makers.
大家的眼光又转向那个念政治政治系的这个同学去了。
And so people's eyes start looking at the direction of another student who study political science.
那个念政治的这个同学要赶快站起来解释，这个也不能怪我们念政治的。
And the student also stood up and said, this is not the political.
我们念政治的人也不能违反国家的法律啊。
And politicians cannot violate, you know, the laws of the land.
要怪那些念法律的，那些念法律的。
We should blame on the people who make these unjust laws.
大家又赶快把眼光转向那个念法律系的那个同学。
And so people again looking at people who study law.
念法律系的同学也站起来说话了。
And the student who studies law also said.
这个问题我研究了好久。
He said, "This question, I've been thinking about for a long, long time."
社会的混乱，道德的颓丧，也不能够单用法律就能够治好，它只能治标，不能治本。
He says the declining of the moral of the society and all these chaotic situations, it's not totally the law's fault because the law can only fix what is wrong, but there's something else that's more fundamental that's incorrect.
我个人认为啊，这个要请那个念教育的哈，好好从我们下一代开始扎根。
And he said, "Oh, we should ask those educators to begin re-educate our next generation."
又推给那个一开始起来讲话那个念教育的。
And so the ball got passed back to the student who initially stood up and blamed on the economics.
这个教育系的同学啊，他想不到他打出自己的子弹，转了一圈又回来了。
And so the student who initially put the blame on someone else didn't realize that what comes around goes around.
他突然灵机一动，他说啊，这个周同学他是信耶稣的。
And then this person who studied education pointed at me and he said, "Oh, this Mr. Cho, he's a Christian. He believes in Jesus."
教育呀，好，没办法完全治疗人的劣根性。
And he said, "Even education cannot completely remove the evil roots inside everyone's heart."
我们请这个周同学，他信耶稣，他来发表。
And so we want to ask Mr. Cho here and to give us his opinion on this.
小弟说：“大家来信耶稣吧，神爱世人。”
And so I gave him a very simple solution. Just come and believe in Jesus, and God love you.
这个社会充满了很多争功诿过的人。
In this world, there are many people who try to put blame on others.
大家很容易啊，愤世嫉俗的批评，但却想不出办法来。
It's very easy to criticize what you're not responsible of, but it is very difficult to come up with a solution.
那如同我们刚刚所说的例子，推到后来，通通是别人的错，社会的错，国家政策的错误，都不是我的错。
And everyone can always come up with reasons to justify that it is not his responsibility.
好像自己从来没有置身在其中一样。
As if we were never part of the society.
其实每个人都是建制体制的一份子，都是问题当中的一份子。
Actually, we are all part of this dynamics, and we are all part of this matrix.
谩骂、批评无法解决重重的危机。
And just shoveling blames could never resolve the problem.
我们再来看这个军长的表现。
So let's see what is the reaction of this official.
刚刚我们讲到说这个军长他不认为先知所说的话有可能会应验，甚至觉得太荒谬。
And this officer actually rebuked what Elisha said, and he considered it utterly impossible to the point of ridiculous.
这样的宣告对一个身经百战的将军来说几乎是超乎他的逻辑推理之外的。
And Elisha's proclamation was far beyond his logical reasoning.
这个人代表什么呢？
What does this person represent?
代表着想靠人的智慧聪明来解决问题的。
He represents someone who always relies on his own intelligence and logic to resolve problems.
我们从小被教育成不要迷信。
And many times we were taught, do not be superstitious.
凡事不能够用科学的方法来证明的，我们就不要轻易相信。
And do not believe in anything that cannot be proven in the lab.
因为这样子的教育体制之下，
And under this kind of educational system,
往往让我们只凭眼见而不凭心。
And many times we will only trust things that we see with our own eyes rather than what our faith is telling us to believe.
往往让我们只用人的推理 人的智慧要来想象那超过人、超过人的智慧的神的作为。
More often or not, we rely on our limited logic capacity, to understand or even analyze the mystery of God.
我们前天、昨天有讲过，人的智慧有限，人的能力有限，人的生命更有限。
We have talked about this previously, that not only our knowledge is limited, our intelligence is limited, our ability is limited, and our life is even more limited.
要用有限的生命、智慧、能力去解决无限、无止境的重重危机，不可能的。
And how could someone with so many limits try to resolve problems sometimes is unlimited?
总会有百密一疏啊，总会有顾此失彼的遗憾。
No matter how hard a person tries, he ought to make a mistake.
所以这单靠人的智慧，单靠人的聪明，没办法来解决我们重重包围的被困难、重重包围的人生。
Therefore, rely on human intelligence alone cannot resolve or escape all these issues surrounding our lives.
所以我们来看看那个在城门口那四个大麻风的。
And there are four men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate.
这也是我们这个现实生活中最最基本的一群这个代表，投机分子的代表。
And we can classify these four men with leprosy as up to as people who are who seek for opportunities and to strike rich.
今朝有酒今朝醉啊，管他明天如何。
And they will just live day after day and don't worry about tomorrow.
碰运气吧。
And just let your luck dictate.
这样的人生态度更不可能去解决重重困难包围之下的人生。
And how can a person rely on luck to solve all the problems?
最后看看先知还有跟他在家里的这些长老。
And then we look at Elisha and the elders sitting in his house.
什么力量让他们如此平静安稳？
And why is it that they have such strength to have such peace and tranquility?
让他们在家里呀、能够坐在家里平静安稳的。我不知道他们有没有泡茶，有没有嗑瓜子，应该是没有。好
Here, Bible did not explain very clearly. It just said that verse 32, now Elijah was sitting in his house and the elders were sitting with him and it seems everything was very normal.
So we can 肯定的他们在家里这些长老去找先知一定不是为了闲聊串门子。
And these elders went to Elijah's house. I don't think they were there just for nonsense talking.
他们要去寻找神的帮助。
And they were there to seek after assistance from God.
先知是神的代言人。
And for prophet is the messenger of God.
这些长老他找先知要明白神要他们如何应应如此的这个危机啊。
And so the elders gather in Elisha's house and try to come up with a solution for this problem.
他们相信神。
For they believe in God.
他们相信他的能力。
They believe in the power of God.
胜过用自己的方式交换儿子来吃的方法。
And God's power and God's way is much better than exchanging children to be cannibalized.
胜过愤世嫉俗啊，怨天尤人的态度。
And far more superior than just complaining to God and blame the whole problem to some other people.
胜过靠自己的聪明才智的推论。
Or using their own logical analysis.
更胜过碰运气来过日子的方法的态度。
And it's also better than someone who just rely on luck.
就是对神的认知让他们能如此的平静安稳。
It's because of their understanding of God that provide them with such peace and tranquility.
今天我们亲爱的慕道朋友
our visitor friends,
今天我们懂得来寻求这位神的帮助。
Today, we know that we should come to seek assistance from God.
相信我们也曾经用过其他的方法过。
We know that in the past, maybe we have tried other ways.
无法解决如今包围着我们人生的包围我们人生这些重重困难的难题。
But there's still no solution out of this confinement.
让我们四面楚歌，无法高奏凯歌。
And it seems that there's no way for us to get out of the situation and to sing a song of victory.
今天，我们如果相信这位神的能力
，But today if we believe in the power of God,
他必会像当时解撒玛利亚城的危机一样
，And he will surely deliver us as he had lifted the siege of Samaria.
应验着隔日在城门口有大量粮食贱价在求售的这个恩典。
Surely God will bless us and provide an exit route such as here it described with such a large amount of food for sale at such cheap price.
所以说今天要将他的恩典上尖下流的丰丰富富的赏赐给我们。
The Lord Jesus today wants to pour down his blessings in his fullest amount to us.
在于我们是不是真的认识他。
It's really a function of whether we know him or not.
信靠他。
Do we truly believe in him?
将我们的生命的主权交托在他的手中。
Do we want to give the domain of our life into his hand?
在这里我来做一个见证。
And I want to give you a testimony.
在1999年的12月4号
And in the year was 1999, December 4th.
台湾内心教会有一个吴明开弟兄
And in one of the churches in Taiwan, there's a brother Wu.
好，他是一个药剂师，他开西药房。
And he's a pharmacist who owns a store.
他当时已经咳嗽了一个月
，and he has been coughing for about a month.
来到他西药房买药的这些这些顾客甚至嘲笑他说老板你的药到底有没有效？你怎么自己都吃不好
？And then some of his clients actually came to his store and mocking him, saying that. You sure this drug is good for coughing? It looked like you've been coughing for a while.
关心他人说这个咳嗽不要拖。
And then some of the people who care for him said that do not neglect this chronic coughing.
我弟兄心想说每年他都有做健康检查也都没事
And this brother Wu thought that, well, you know, I do regular checkups and I'm very healthy.
但基于慎重的起见，他还是到台中的荣总医院去做检查。
And but he still went to the went to a hospital for checkup.
报告出来，他右边的肺部有黑点。
And the diagnosis was that there are black dots on his left lung.
医生的诊断。是肿瘤
，and the doctors think that this is cancer or tumor.
所以他就被安排进到癌症的专用病房，叫安宁病房。
And then he was arranged to hospitalize in a cancer specialist care.
刚进去的时候，护士还问他说：“吴先生，你知不知道这是什么病房？”
And in the beginning, the nurse actually asked him, saying, Mr. Wu, do you know what kind of care you're under?
吴弟兄说，我知道这是癌症的安宁病房。
And then he said, yeah, I know this is for oncologists.
护士说，知道，知道就好。
And then the nurse would say, well, just want to make sure that you know what this is.
你是不是要有辅导人员或宗教人士 来跟你谈一谈。
And do you need people with a religious background or some kind of psychiatrist to talk to you?
吴天兄说不用，我是基督徒，
and
我自己会祷告。
And this brother Wu said, well, I'm a Christian. I'll pray to God.
在这三天当中，吴弟兄想一想，光给一家医院诊断就准备开刀，也太冒险。
And so this brother Wu thought to himself, oh, just after one checkup and ready for operation, it's too risky.
第四天他转到北部的林口长庚医院去做检查。
And on the fourth day, he went to a bigger hospital up north.
医生说啊，可能是肿瘤，也可能是肺结核。
And the doctor said that it could be cancerous or it could be TB.
这跟更给这个吴弟兄带来一线的希望。
And this brought some hope. To Mr. or Brother Wu.
多么希望不是肿瘤啊。
And he certainly hoped that this is not cancerous.
肺结核至少还有药医啊。
At least TB has some known remedy.
所以他又转到专门治疗癌症的和信医院去做彻底检查。
And then he went to an oncologist specialist for a more thorough checkup.
检查的报告更详细。
And the report was more detailed.
确定是肿瘤，有十一颗，而且扩散现象。
And they confirmed that it is a tumor and cancerous and already spread.
他的女儿也是念医学方面的。
And his daughter was involved in healthcare profession.
告诉他爸爸说爸爸你要不要到我们这个教学医院，我们的教授是这方面的权威。
And she told him that, oh, father, maybe you'd like to come to see our professor, who is supposed to be an expert in this field.
所以他在12月16号就到中国医药学院附设的医院去做检查。
So on December 16, he went to another hospital for more checkup.
用这个麻醉剂往鼻孔喷了一下，就把一根如同筷子那么粗的这个胸腔镜就伸到里面去了。
And he was put to sleep somehow, and then they put a little microscope and through his nose to check his lungs.
这根管子里面有三条线。一条是镜头，一条是刀子，一条是镊子，要做切片。
And the doctor wanted to perform a biopsy on him, and there's a little lens for viewing, and then there's a little cutting instrument, and then there's so that they can sample the tissue.
在他的肺部一片一片仔细的去找。
And so the doctor went through his lung and, looking for the cancerous tissues.
那种疼痛是他无法忍受。
And he couldn't take such pain.
血顺着气管冒了上来，让他快要窒息。
And blood began to gush out and got into his air pipe and he almost suffocated.
他猛甩甩他的头，血喷到喷的整个医生护士的衣服
And he violently shook his head, and the blood gushed out and got all over the nurse and doctors.
检查了三十分钟后
，And after 30 minutes of checkup,
医生丢下一句话走了
，And doctor gave him a word and took off.
真没有用，哀哀叫，哀哀叫。
And the doctor said, this is such a worthless man, couldn't even take such a small pain.
吴弟兄在检查台上躺了半个钟头，才勉强有力气摸着走到他自己的房间去。
And was after he rested for an additional 30 minutes, he had some strength and to return to his bed.
祷告当中，他向神诉说心里的抱怨。
And in his prayer, he complained to God.
主啊，我好痛，你知不知道啊？
He said, Lord, do you know how painful I was?
我为什么遇到这种事情？
Why is it that such thing happened to me?
平常啊，我也做了很多圣工啊。
I've done a lot of holy work for you.
至少我也是啊，已经受洗好久的基督徒啊。
And at least I've been a member, a baptized member for quite some time.
为什么我还遇到这种事？
Why is it such unfortunate event would still occur to me?
心中百般的不悦。
And there was much grumbling and complaining.
祷告当中，主耶稣告诉他。
And in his prayer, Lord Jesus told him,
明开啊，明开，我知道你很痛。
And he, Lord Jesus called his brother's name and saying, I know how painful you are.
你不会死，但是你会更痛啊。
You will not die.But there are more pains coming.
不要怕，我与你同在。
But fear not, for I am with you.
但是你有我那么痛吗？
Have you suffered the pains that I suffer?
主耶稣显出异象让他看。
And Lord Jesus let him see a vision.
他看到主耶稣头戴着金冠。
And he saw Lord Jesus wearing a crown of thorns.
看到主耶稣被钉在十字架上
and that Jesus was crucified
鲜血流着
and with blood gushing out
看到主耶稣的膀背、主耶稣的背好像被打烂了一样
and that Jesus' back was so severely beaten as if they were totally rotten
那个鞭伤是主耶稣抬着十字架跌倒的时候罗马兵丁所打的
and all these are from the Roman soldiers during the trial and during carrying of the cross
正正的鞭身让吴弟兄说主啊够了够了我不要再看
and then this brother Wu say to Lord that oh Lord I've seen enough please do not show me anymore
主啊我好惭愧我好丢脸、啊、
he says oh Lord I am so ashamed
我这样一点点痛就喊泪喊痛
and I suffer a little pain and I complain and I grumble
我做了一点点的圣工我就推我就喊泪
and I did a little bit of holy work and I thought I have some credit to claim
主啊我不敢
and Lord I dare not
主啊我不配啊
Lord I am not worthy
这个时候的吴弟兄整个人谦卑下来
and so brother Wu all of a sudden became very humble
再也没有怨言
and no longer he complained
10月20号报告出来
And on December 20th, a complete report came out.
80% 是良性的 ,20% 不能确定。
And they said that 80% of the tissues are benign, and the other 20 cannot be identified.
医生告诉他说，如果是我自己亲生父母亲，我还是建议他要开刀。
And so the doctor told him that even if this is my own parents,I would still recommend them to go through the surgical operation.
在10月22号下午进手术房。
And so on December 22nd, he was pushed into the surgical room.
进手术房等待的时候，旁边躺着另外一个准备要开刀的子宫瘤的一个妇女。
And while he was waiting there, there was a woman who also who lay right next to him, who was about to have surgically remove a uterus cancer or uterus tumor.
他已经动第三次
and that will be her third operation.
他问吴弟兄说你会不会害怕
and so she asked Brother Wu, say, are you scared?
他告诉吴弟兄说他好害怕
and she told Brother Wu that she is terrified.
他怕他进去就没有再出来了。
And she's scared that after she's in that room, she'll never come out again.
他还有小孩，他还有先生。
And she has a husband, she has children.
舍不得他们啊。
And she will miss them very much.
面对泪流满面的这个妇女，胡弟兄教她怎么祷告。
And this woman with tears in her eyes,and Brother Wu told her how to pray.
手术进行四个钟头，割掉十五公分啊，那么大，像牛排那么大的一块肺。
And so the operation lasts about four hours, and they remove about a 15 centimeter square size of lung.
12月26号, 安息日,
and on December 26th, the Sabbath day,
在医院里面的吴弟兄, 他向神祷告,
and Brother Wu, who was in the hospital, he prayed to God.
他说主啊, 今天是安息日,
he said,
但是你知道我生病, 没有办法去遵守你的安息日。
He said, Lord, today is a Sabbath day, but you know I am ill and I cannot go to the church.
求主耶稣赦免。
And Lord, please forgive me.
祷告完之后, 他就睡了。
And after the prayer, he fell asleep.
在, 半睡半醒之间, 主耶稣让他做异梦。
And Lord Jesus let him have a vision in his dream.
他仿佛觉得自己到了阴间去了。
And he felt that that he went down to the Hades.
说好漆黑,好荒凉,好害怕。
And it was a place of total darkness and total desolation, filled with fear.
他只知道天国在上方。
He knew that heaven should go upward.
他拼命地往上跑。
And so he tried to climb up.
途中经过了 这个悬崖峭壁
and he had to go through some sharp cliffs and valley.
好不容易遇到一个阿婆, 一个老太太
and he finally met a old lady.
他赶快问她说,
and then he quickly asked her,
阿婆, 我在找耶稣, 你有没有看到耶稣啊?
And then he said, Madame, I'm looking for Jesus. And have you seen him?
你告诉我他在哪里?
Please tell me where Jesus is.
阿婆, 回答他说, 这里没有耶稣的, 我也不认识耶稣的。
And this old lady said, there is no Jesus here, nor do I know him.
走开。
So get away from me.
他又赶快走。
And then he continued onward.
后来又遇到了一个, 一位, 这个妇女。
Then he met a woman.
他也是问他说, 这位太太, 我请问你, 你有没有看到耶稣啊?
And then he asked her, and they miss, have you seen Jesus?
我在找耶稣啊。
I'm looking for Jesus.
同样的回答, 这里没有耶稣, 我也不认识耶稣, 快走。
And the woman replied, no, there is no Jesus, and I don't know Jesus, so please leave.
胡弟兄心想说, 说耶稣也许人家不认识, 说十字架可能比较多人知道吧。
And so the brother Wu thought that, well, maybe Jesus is not as famous as the cross.
他看到一个, 一个老伯啊, 他就问他,
then he saw an old man, and so he asked this old man,
老伯啊, 我在找十字架, 你能不能给我一个十字架?
He said, sir, I'm looking for a cross. Can you give me a cross?
老伯笑着说, 你要十字架还不简单啊?
And this old man said, oh, you want a cross? That's simple.
对面那个, 山上啊, 通通都是十字架, 你要多少, 通通给你啊。
He says, go up to the hill and you see a lot of cross and take whichever one you want.
胡弟兄望过去, 果然, 对面的山头都是十字架, 但仔细一看啊, 那些是坟墓啊。
And then Brother Wu did look in that direction and saw a lot of cross. Unfortunately, these are all cross on the tombstone.
他连忙说,我不是要这种十字架,我要耶稣基督有生命的十字架。
And he said, I don't want any cross that's on the tombstone. I want the real cross that Lord Jesus was crucified on.
老伯, 对他说,你很啰嗦呢, 没有啦,快走啦。
And this old man said, you talk nonsense, just get out of here.
就在离开的路上, 他看到一个刚刚埋葬的少女,约有十七八岁。
And then on his way, he saw a young girl just been buried. She's about maybe 17 or 18.
流着眼泪对他猛摇头, 好像跟他说, 来到这里一切都来不及了。
And this girl sort of shook her head, seems to signal to him that once you're in this place, everything is too late.
来到这里一切都没有希望。
If you're here, you have no hope.
他再往前走,
then he can continue forward.
又遇到了一个老伯,
And then he met another old man.
赶快对他说啊，老伯啊，我在找十字架啊，不是坟墓那一种，是耶稣基督有生命的十字架。
He said, I'm looking for cross, not the one on the tombstone, but the one that Lord Jesus was crucified on.
这个老伯告诉他说，十字架我知道，耶稣我也认识。
And this old man said, I know about the cross, and I know about Jesus as well.
吴弟兄更好奇就问他。
And so Brother Wu was curious, so he asked him.
我问很多人都不知道，你怎么知道？
I asked many people about Jesus, and they answer no, they don't know and haven't heard of Jesus. How come you know?
老伯说啊，因为我以前啊也是基督徒。
And this old man said, well, that's because in the past I used to be a Christian.
我弟兄更好奇说，你既然是基督徒，怎么也会来到这里呢？
And then this old man, Then Brother Wu asked him, saying that, since you're a Christian, how come you're here?
那老伯叹了一口气说啊。
And so this old man sighed and said,
啊，我以前的教会啊，没有圣灵。
And the church that I used to go to did not have the abidance of Holy Spirit.
我们教会的牧师啊，也没有啊这种赦罪的洗礼啊。
And our church did not perform the water baptism that can cleanse away sin.
我们的讲台信息都是讲一些政治。
And many times what we talked about in the sermon has to do with the politics.
讲一些社会福音。
And, you know, the feel-good gospel.
所以我们根本不晓得要怎么样才能得救。
So we really don't know how to be saved.
最后就来到这里啦。
And so here I am.
我弟兄就反问老伯啊。
And so this brother will ask him back.
那我们要怎么样才能到天国呢？
So how do we go to heaven?
老伯说，我现在知道要怎么样才能去天国了。
And this old man answered, now I know how to go to heaven.
你要去天国，你要去找有圣灵的教会。
If you want to go to heavenly kingdom, you have to go to a church with Holy Spirit.
我知道真耶稣教会有圣灵。
And I know that in True Jesus Church, they have the abidance of Holy Spirit.
他们啊，洗礼，按照圣经，赦罪的大水洗。
And they perform water baptism according to the Bible, with full immersion.
他们遵照圣经来讲道。
And they preach the gospel according to the Bible.
然后你还要多多做圣工。
And then you must work diligently for God.
这样你就能够到天国去。
And then you'll be able to go to the heavenly kingdom.
胡弟兄顺着这个老伯的手往上一看，看到天开了。
And then Brother Wu looked up to the sky and he saw that heaven opened.
看到耶稣基督的十字架向他显现。
And then he saw the cross of Jesus appear to him.
十字架前方有七个天使吹着号角在赞美十字架。
And in front of the cross, there were seven angels blowing trumpet, praising God.
十字架的光芒照着他，他开始觉得身体往上提啊。
And then the light from the cross reflected on him, and he started to fly up.
在这个时候，他被祷告的声音吵醒。
And then he was awakened by the sound of prayer.
原来是教会的弟兄姐妹在为他祷告，来到医院看他，在他旁边为他祷告。
And there were brothers and sisters from the church came to the hospital to pray for him.
他先过来跟弟兄姐妹来见证他刚刚的异象属灵的经历。
And after he woke up, he told the brothers and sisters what he saw.
虽然肉体的痛楚还依旧。
Even though physically his pain remained,
但神给他永生天国的确据。
But Lord Jesus has gave him the guarantee and the confirmation of heavenly kingdom.
这个确据是从他谦卑在神的面前而得到的。
And this confirmation was received from his humble and humility.
我们亲爱的慕道朋友们。
And so, dear visitor.
怎么样才能够解决我们围城一般的人生？
So how do we resolve our life as a city under siege.
刚刚谈到那些人的表现。
And we have talked about how these different types of people react to the situation.
没有办法把我们从危机重重的人生当中给解救出来。
It was impossible for these people to resolve the situation.
人的狂妄自大骄傲让人错误倚靠人的能力。
Sometimes due to our own personal pride and arrogance, we would choose the incorrect path.
耶稣基督亲自谦卑到世上，道成肉身。
Lord Jesus humbled himself, came to the world in flesh.
他告诉我们，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他的。
He said, "Blessed are the humble and meek, for there is the kingdom of heaven."
唯有谦卑才能够进入天国。
Only a humble person may enter the heavenly kingdom.
如同这些长老们谦卑的来先知这里来寻求神，来寻求应应之道。
And just like these elders, they came to Elijah and to find a solution according to God's way.
神的国度对应着人的国度。
The kingdom of God confronting or parallel that with the kingdom in this world.
以谦卑来对照来对应着人的狂妄。
And we should use humility to confront the arrogance of mankind.
愿我们能够得到永生的天国。
And we do this because this is the way to obtain heavenly kingdom.
我们从谦卑入门。
And we started off from humility.
由于时间的关系，我们直接要来祷告。
And due to the time limitation, we're now going to pray.
圣经告诉我们
，Bible tells us，
主耶稣为我们预备天国永生的产业。
Lord Jesus prepared our heavenly inheritance.
要怎么样来知道我们拥有这个产业呢
？How do we know that we will have our heavenly inheritance？
我们来看以弗所书。
Please refer to the book of Ephesians.
第一章十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14。
十四节，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被属，使他的荣耀得着称赞。这里告诉我们，圣灵是我们得天国基业的凭据。
Here says the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory.
我们刚刚谈到。神的谦卑是我们进入永生天国的一个示范。
And we have mentioned that the humility of Jesus is an example of how we can enter heavenly kingdom.
我们今天要领受得天国基业凭的态度也是谦卑。
And today, for us to receive the kingdom of heaven, to receive the Holy Spirit, we must also humble ourselves.
谦卑来到神的面前来祈求。
We should humble ourselves and come to God and to pray to Him.
圣灵要帮助我们。
And the Holy Spirit will help us.
圣灵要代替我们来祷告。
Holy Spirit will pray for us.
将我们的难处，将我们重重的困难来向神诉说。
Holy Spirit will pray on our behalf and to explain to God all our difficulties and problems.
圣灵并要引导我们进入真理。
And the Holy Spirit will also lead us into truth.
如同刚刚我们见证的吴明开弟兄一样。
And much like the testimony of Brother Wu,
确知自己得救的凭证。
And to be sure of his heavenly inheritance.